Hello, guys. Thank you for tuning into the podcast here. So, great day. It was MLK day today. So, I got to work out today. It was a struggle to get up, but we got up. And right now, I went to Orange Theory about an hour ago. So, I had a great great time there with my wife working out. I think she appreciates it, and I know she's also worried about my health. I'm still that eater that I gotta change. It's so hard to, because you're so used to it for so long, and it's difficult. So I just gotta do my best. Not to try to overeat and stuff like that, or find things to eat to settle, to hold my emotions over. So an issue that's been present in the background is dealing with my mother. Mothers are, especially in the Hispanic culture, are very, very strong. Usually you think it's the male that has the strongest hold, but it's actually the women. Women are the ones that keep everything together a lot of the time. So, and it's an issue that's present where I got to let my mother know that she is not number one anymore. I didn't give that respect to my wife. I know I'm a bad husband. I'm a pretty dirt, crap, whatever name you want to call it. And I didn't respect her enough, and I have to push that out there. Not just because my wife urges me, but because it's something that needs to be put in stone. That if you disrespect my wife, you're also disrespecting me. And my mother is very prideful, but very delusional. So she does not want to see her way on things. So that's gonna be the hard part about this. It's something I neglected, but something that needs to be done in order for my wife and myself to start growing together and doing more things together. Even though, yes, we can find it annoying, but I need to first set that in stone with my mom. I love my mom, but I can't keep doing it. As my wife said, and my thing is that I'm letting them win. They want to divorce, for us to divorce, just because we didn't get a Catholic wedding. Even though they may not say that, but it is true. It is because of there's no Catholic wedding. It didn't go by their rules, by their game. I went a totally different path than what was expected. You know, the normal path for Hispanic, you would find an Hispanic woman and be with them. You know, they would take care of you. You wouldn't really have to do anything. That's not the case. I went with a race, different race, and had different kids and lived a different life. And I think I've been holding on to trying to get approval from my family by doing what they wanted to do. But it's not going to help anyways. It's not going to help my wife and I. It's not going to help my kids. It sets us back further. So I will let you guys know how that talk goes. But in a lesson, all this, don't seek other people's approval. The only person that needs your approval is yourself, or two people, yourself and your spouse, because your spouse is going to be there forever. If you're single by yourself, sure, do whatever the hell you want. But the person who's number one in your life should be your spouse. Anyone else just doesn't matter, because they're not going to see you through the end. I'm blessed to have a wife that is still there with me, even after through all this. So I wanted to thank you guys for tuning in. Short podcast here, and I will talk to you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.